My text for this evening is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, and I'm using the Revised Standard Version translation. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Today's Pentecost, or if you prefer, Whit Sunday, and it's today that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are many, and one of them is love. In fact, that's the most important fruit of the Spirit. And Paul tells us that this love isn't a result of high moral aspiration or of strict obedience to the law, but rather it's a gift of God, a gift of His Spirit. And it's in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians that Paul says that the greatest, the most important gift of God's Spirit is the gift of love. Paul says that we might speak in tongues, we might prophesy, we might have a strong faith, we might give away all our possessions, or we might even sacrifice our lives. But if all this is done without love, then it loses worth. Going back to Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul says that the law can be summed up in the command, love your neighbour as yourselves. Jesus, at the Last Supper, said to his disciples, I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you are to love one another. If there is this love among you, then all will know that you are my disciples. Dr. William Barclay says that love is one of the most powerful witnesses to the Christian faith. He writes, more people have been brought into the church by the kindness of real Christian love than by all the theological arguments in the world. But of course, it's not only Christians who show love. Many other people show love of other faiths and of no faith at all. And so what is the particular characteristic of the love which comes from God's Spirit, from the Holy Spirit? I suggest to you that it's a love whose quality isn't usually there in ordinary human love. And this love can be seen in the teaching and in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus teaches us to love our enemies. He says, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for your persecutors and those who treat you spitefully. And of course, one of the many great things about Jesus was he actually put into practice what he taught. Paul says that we would find it difficult to lay down our lives for a good person. But Christ died for the wicked. The Holy Spirit also inspires a love which is costly and which is sacrificial. Jesus once said, "There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends." He called us to a costly love. That can be costly in financial terms, or it can be costly in terms of time given or caring given to someone in need, or talents shared. The Holy Spirit also inspires us to a love that keeps on going, that doesn't give up. Peter once said to Jesus, "How often should I forgive my brother who wrongs me?" And then suggested 7 times, which is a generous number. And Jesus said, "Not 7, but 70 times 7. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he talks about the love which is a gift of the Holy Spirit, continuing, never giving up. He says there's nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance. Let me now share with you a couple of examples of the love which is inspired by God's Spirit. Irene Laurie in the Second World War was a member of the French resistance movement. Her son was caught and he was tortured by the Gestapo. And because of this, Irene Laurie hated the Germans. In fact, she wanted Germany wiped off the map of Europe. After the Second World War ended, she was elected to the French Parliament and she became the General Secretary for the Socialist Women of France. And in that position, she was invited to attend a conference in Switzerland, which was held to try to restore the unity of Europe. And when she got there, she was horrified to find that Germans were there as well. And she went back to the room in her hotel and packed her bags to leave. And then someone said to her, "How do you expect to reunite Europe without the Germans?" And Irene Laurie stayed on at the conference for a further 3 days, her mind in turmoil. And she said, "I needed God to work a miracle in me. And he did. And I got up and I apologized to the Germans. Not for my resistance fighting, but for wanting them destroyed." And Irene Laurie went on to visit Germany. She spoke at their provincial parliaments and at large meetings and on their radio. And in response, Germans visited France prominent Germans, and they spoke on radio, and they were reported in the press, and they apologized for what Germany had done to France in the Second World War. For 12 years of my ministry, I was minister of Ossett United Reformed Church. And in case anyone hasn't heard of Ossett, it's in Yorkshire, near Wakefield. And for about 10 years, I was free church chaplain at Clayton Hospital in Wakefield. And I can remember speaking to one of the patients, and she said to me that she'd been taken into hospital very suddenly with a very worrying illness. And her former vicar, who'd become a friend of the family, had travelled all the way up from London to Wakefield. It's probably about 180, maybe 200 miles, to visit her in hospital. And she said that his friendship, caring, and prayers meant a great deal for her and uplifted her at a very traumatic time in her life. But it's not always easy to show Christian love. In fact, it can be very difficult. It's difficult to show love to people who have insulted us or injured us in some way, folk that we find persistently difficult, folk who we might consider in some way or other as our enemies. It's very difficult sometimes to show Christian love. Dr. William Barclay says that Christian love is an act of the will and the mind, as well as the heart and the emotions. It takes deliberate effort, inspired by God's Holy Spirit, to help us to seek good for someone who we may know seeks bad for us. And so we need to cooperate with God's Spirit. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, "You work and God will work in you." You must work out your own salvation, for it is God who is working in you, both the will and the deed. And so there's a need on our behalf to cooperate with God's Spirit. Paul also in his letters says things like, "Fight the good fight of faith, and my friends, stand firm in the Lord." And so there's this need for our wills to cooperate with God's Spirit. We need to be motivated and empowered by God's Spirit to show God's love. I know in my life I find some people difficult to get on with, and that's certainly been true in my ministry, that I've struggled with some folk, and one of the things that I've sometimes done when there's someone that I find it very difficult to get on with and care for is that I've prayed for God's blessing with them and God's love with them and that God will guide them. And more than that, I've prayed that God will give me a loving attitude towards them. Catherine Marshall, in her book Beyond Ourselves, says that she had a neighbour who she used to find very irritating, grated upon her. This particular neighbour chatted ceaselessly. And also, when she asked you a question, instead of pausing and waiting for the answer, would just carry on speaking. And Catherine Marshall found this neighbour very irritating. And she prayed about it. And in her prayers, God said to her, he called her to love her neighbour and not to avoid her neighbour, which Catherine Marshall was tending to do, but rather to try to converse with her neighbour and be friendly with her neighbour and care for her. And after a while of doing this, she found that her neighbour ceased to irritate her. And in fact, she began to understand her neighbour more deeply and why she behaved as she did. And after a time, they became staunch friends and there was a mutual affection between them. Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's the most important gift of God's Spirit. And the love which comes from the Holy Spirit has a quality which is not usual in ordinary human love. And the love of the Spirit comes through the cooperation of our will with God's Spirit inspiring us and empowering us to practice Christian love. Amen.